And now, your news for the hour. The Tuscola County Board of Canvassers has officially certified election results for both the Cass City School District and Mayville Community Schools following a review of several outstanding ballots. Officials say military and overseas ballots expected from Fremont and Navesta Township did not arrive before the legal deadline and were not included in the final count. One signature cure ballot from Eklund Township was corrected in time and accepted for tabulation. During the canvassing process, election officials also addressed 8 absentee ballots discovered after Election Day in Eklund Township. Township officials reported the ballots had been properly secured but were accidentally not delivered for processing. Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting coordinated with Michigan Bureau of Elections to ensure the ballots were handled according to state election procedures. After reviewing the ballots and verifying voter eligibility, the Board of Canvassers voted 3-1 to count the 8 absentee ballots. Republican board member Doug Lagos joined Democrats Mike Warchuk and Charles Stockwell in support, while Republican Isaac White voted against the motion. The 9 ballots processed, including the cured ballot, produced 6 yes votes and 3 no votes. With those ballots added, the final Cass City School District proposal totals across Tuscola, Huron, and Sanilac counties stood at 630 votes in favor and 628 votes opposed. The board later voted unanimously to certify both the Cass City and Mayville election results. And once again, the Tuscola County Board of Canvassers determined the Cass City School District's May 5 bond request actually passed by 2 votes and a tally of 630 yes to 628 no votes. The process to issue $10 million general obligation bonds for 24 years can now start. The money will be used for updates, improvements, and security upgrades to the elementary and the junior high school. The delay to determine the election results was because of a couple of issues. There were several outstanding ballots that required resolution before the statutory deadline. Military and Overseas Voter Empower, or MOVE, ballots anticipated from Navesta Township were not received by the deadline, so they could not be considered by the Board of Canvassers. And there was one outstanding signature ballot in Eklund Township that was successfully rectified before the deadline. Also, the Eklund County clerk discovered 8 absentee voter ballots that had been secured appropriately but were inadvertently not delivered to the precinct for processing on Election Day. When that was discovered, County Clerk Jody Fetting notified the Michigan Bureau of Elections to ensure the ballots were handled properly and presented to the canvassers in accordance with election law and established procedures. Also, the absentee voter ballots were removed from the secure transfer container, and the board examined the envelopes to verify they remained sealed and untampered, so they were verified. And a Columbia Township library received funding to be able to offer more for its patrons, and there will be a request for a millage issue to support operations. The library at 6456 Center Street in Unionville received a Pilcro Foundation Children's Book Project grant. The grant, which requires a match, will allow the library to buy $1,200 worth of children's books. That is not the only funding the library received. The library received funding from the Tuscola County Community Foundation's Future Youth Involvement Grant. That funding allowed for the creation of the marker space area for crafts. There will be an area with sewing machines, circuits, and some other craft items. Also, there will be $1 million request for 7 years to fund the library's operations on the August ballot. If approved, millage will generate about $144,000 the first year and cost the property owner of an $80,000 home about $40 for the first year. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll continue with our national news.
Wherever there's a need in our communities, there's a United Way, improving lives so everyone can thrive. Where more people can gain access to healthcare and nutritious food for their tables. Where more community members can benefit from financial education and get connected to local resources for housing support. And where children are given more chances to reach their full potential. Community is where we find our strength and where we share our hope. United is the way. Visit unitedway.org.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, Supreme Court to review new digital privacy case. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case that could redefine how much access law enforcement has to encrypted messaging data. The case centers on whether a warrant is required to compel tech companies to bypass security features for criminal investigations. Privacy advocates argue that a ruling in favor of the government could weaken overall cybersecurity for the public. A decision is expected by the end of the term, with potential ramifications for the entire technology sector. When we come back from this other public service announcement, we'll continue with our international news.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, Trump vows to secure release of prisoners in Venezuela. President Trump has stated that the United States is committed to securing the release of all remaining political prisoners in Venezuela. He claimed that the country is currently undergoing a significant economic and political transformation. Washington continues to apply diplomatic pressure on the Venezuelan government to implement democratic reforms. The administration's focus remains on supporting opposition movements and improving the human rights situation in the South American nation. Your precision weather is up next, so let's hand this off to the meteorologist and see what kind of weather we're going to have going into the end of the week. And it's been your local, regional, national, international news you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.